to Slip Side Podcast?
Yes, sir.
Now let's get it cracking.
I collect what I like, and I think wrestling is like the number one fucking thing I collect. Y como te dije, güey, as soon as I seen WrestleMania, güey, me fui hoy en la pinche mañana, güey. I had to clean my car porque estaba hasta la verga, güey. Something funny?
Yeah.
And I go like this. Me fui a la verga a limpiar mi troca, güey. So I was like, wow, this. As soon as I fucking walked in, güey, I found one guy. Que era el mero chingón, güey, que I've been looking for. Okay, it was el Brody King, güey, the AEW, güey. Like I tell you right now, I don't know too much about this one because I don't really watch that much AEW. I do watch a lot. When it's Rey Fénix, Penta. But this one, it just, honestly, this figure, I even chase of this. My homie found it. He kept it for himself. But this one, boy, I like it because, like, supposedly, like some dark thing. You know how everybody wants to be, like, the dark ones?
Okay. Let like you, a goth type of shit?
No, not goth. No. Like, more like, I feel like it's like the Blair Witch Project, way. Okay. I see they try to dress it up, way. And I like the fucking head sculpture with the fucking reindeer ears, he told the way. And this is Brody King, way. I even chase of this. I actually haven't run into much of these. I think I ran into it one time, and it was all fucked up. So as soon as I found it, I picked it up today, and I was like, oh, shit, look at what I was looking for. And I picked it up with my godson and shit. He was like, oh, you looking for that? I was like, yeah, I've been looking for a while and shit. But that whole series and shit.
Oh, he looks cooler with this mask on.
Yeah, that's why I actually swap it out. But honestly, wait, I'll tell you a little bit more about the figure. So when I saw the figure, I was like, it's like the whole back is como penta oscura, is like the dark side.
Okay.
To understand, Ciro. Porque aquí está Makaya Black, Brody King, and penta oscura, way. It's like sort of like the dark side and shit.
Okay.
So this figure I've been looking for. There's a chase and shit. I haven't found it. But hopefully I do look it for retail. And this figure I've been looking for a while. And this whole series that pinche unmatched, I have not seen a lot of AEWs, honestly, in any fucking store, bro. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Jazz wearing these, bro, that I have not seen them at all. Like, I've been missing so many fucking, I think this is Series 8. I don't even know where's the rest of them. I haven't seen them or nothing, pero, and this figure today, I found it, which it was pretty fucking dope. Pero ese güey viene,
not bad.
No, este güey viene con otro que had I found. Por eso te digo que I was looking for him for a long time and I couldn't find him. This is Ciro's favorite word to say.
Oh, Luminaries.
Luminari, because I think he says like fucking, Lumaris.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
like Luminaris.
And this is the other CM Punk from that same series. That also has a chase, and I also found it from Series 8 Unmatched Collection. Way, encontré like it was like this whole week. I think I put a TikTok when I found them and shit. If you don't, go check out my TikTok and shit. That's a CM Punk, the man chase, and you know we collect everything CM Punk around here.
It looks decent.
Hay un Chase version, this, I think the pants are red. So esos dos encontré, güey. Este viene con estos tres, estos 1, 2, 3, 4, okay. Right? And I also found, like I told you, I don't know too much about these guys. Buddy Matthews, güey, but exactly, también look at the skull, the head skull.
Oh, that looks cool.
You know what I'm saying? And like reindeers, and I was actually going to open all these motherfuckers because I think the only one that I haven't got, but if you go see, I'm going to drop a new.
These guys almost look alike from their gear.
It's like their tribe or some shit like that. Y las así, I found them. I've been finding them a lot. That's the one I've been seeing is Malakaya Blackway. I saw them, but I'm going to wait till that one goes on discount because I don't want to waste the 20 on a guy that just has a black suit and shit, but is missing the piece. When I found these two, I'm still going to pick up Penta. I seen them around. I just don't like it that much. Probably see somebody, if somebody sells it loose or some shop always has loose ones, I'm going to probably buy anyway. But I was actually going to open this motherfuckers because I was gonna actually open them here on the channel so we could fucking talk about it and look at and review it. But guess what? That's what sometimes I like putting my shit on fucking line. I put this shit out there that I even have fucking figures in every truck I have. When I was cleaning, somebody hit me up that they're going to Comic-Con.
Okay.
E2, C2. And they told me that they haven't found this one and they wanted to get it signed. So they told me pretty much.
Were he showing up to C2, E2?
I guess. That's what he told me.
Oh, damn.
And he told me he wanted to get signed to C2, E2. I don't know if he's in the lineup. Okay. To tell you, I never checked. But the homie said, hey, man, you think you could slide that one over here? And I was like, because I haven't found one, I want to go to C2, E2 and get it signed. And I was like,
that's pretty dope. Not bad.
You stupid motherfucker. So I was like, all right, cool. So today we cannot fucking open them because it's going to go to somebody else from the homie been supporting us a lot. So I said, you know what? I'm going to pass it to him. So we're going to wait till I'm fucking on open? Unboxing?
Unboxing
of these because I want to put them together because they look pretty fucking dope. Si le miras el head sculpture y todo, güey, I'm going to swap them out. I'm going to put them in. They look pretty fucking dope. As soon as I found that the whole series, I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to probably buy all of them and shit. But el único que I'm holding back is on the Makaya Black and the Penta Oscura. Because the Penta Oscura, man, I don't think they did their job on it, man. It just feels like a bulky black suited guy, and I didn't like that shit too much and shit. Makaya Blackway is like a...
He looks like the guy from, what is it, Don Francisco?
El
Chalán?
El Chacal, güey. Yeah, it was like, when you see it there, it looks badass, right?
Uh-huh.
But, man, when you see it in person, bro, it did such a bad job to it that it didn't give it his pop. It doesn't pop or nothing. It's just like, they threw on a fucking figure and they spray painted black, and that's pretty much it.
Uh-huh.
And they tended with a little bit of red, so I was like, fuck. But it's that way... ¿Cómo se dice? Brody King? Brody?
Is it that Brody King?
Brody King. Wait, we got to go look hunting again so we can open them so we can have the pair. I like them with the new fucking sculpt with the deers and shit. So that's why I can't give it up. We're not going to open it today because the homie needs it. Wait, I want to have it in my collection, but you know, I'm not going to be a dick and I'm going to pass it along. Como ahí, güey, estos, güey, to be honest with you, I do not know about these guys, but they look fucking cool to me and they're wrestlers and they could go to my AEW collection and we're just going to put it up there, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I tell you, I collect what I think is super cool to me, because some of you motherfuckers don't think it is cool. I think those two figures are badass. And I like those next to the Luchasaurus, which I'm probably going to pop open in this channel too, because I got to fucking open a lot of this shit. If you see in the background, we have a lot and lots, lots of that shit behind us, boy. But
there's a lot of boxes that we want. Hey,
otra cosa, güey, que I was looking around, güey. If I'm gonna drop it on the video, güey. We've been saying about this way. We've been looking for the Wave 2, way. Somebody found them. We couldn't find them, but I got lucky today, way, and I found one, way. It's the Turtles of Grayskull, way, and I found fucking Beastman right there, buddy. Beastman from Wave 2. I think this wave is Ram-Man, which I really looking forward. Shredder. And Ralph. It's crazy because este nomás da un turtle, güey. Los otros fueron two turtles.
Oh, yeah.
I think el único es Mikey, güey. We're missing Mikey.
And Splinter. Splinter hasn't came out.
Splinter tampoco, but Mikey is surprised they can put on Mikey. I'm like, I thought they were going to give us another fucking... I'm looking for Ram-Man, bro. That Ram-Man looks fucking dope. Bro, aquí está la figure. I found it today. Now, like, you know, that wave, I think it's going to be so big, this fucking line wave, that I'm scared even. But I already dabbled in. I mean, three for the... Ya está hasta Wave 3 out. Ya they revealed it.
God damn.
And I was like...
You know what these costumes remind me of?
Uh-huh.
The time where they go back in time with the ninja eras. Remember?
I sort and of I think like that's
the third movie.
Samurai theme,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the samurai. Yeah, the theme for that movie. It's the third movie. But that's what is giving off, the samurai theme from that movie.
But it looks... This and figure, bro...
The other guys is almost like... they're all like a samurai too, right? The other guys?
Yeah, I like to keep them in box weight, pero...
I think they should have made Man at Arms like that. The guy right behind you, the orange guy. I think they should have gave him that fucking costume, bro.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like Cedro wants to keep everything sealed way. I like this right here.
Uh-huh.
But I think we could get a poster made or something that's going to go
out. Oh, yeah.
And put a background. Yeah. Because I feel like these figures need to be popped open. Like you're saving too much. Like.
I like the green on it, bro. That shit looks nice.
¿Cuál?
It's like a shiny green.
Yeah. So, you know what? We can open it.
We can open it.
See, there's all shocked. Like, no, why you open that way?
Hey, bro.
It's like, sometimes I feel like it's cool, bro. But
well, there's certain toys that you got to open, bro.
Like, I got tired of fucking keeping all this shit sealed. Me voy a morir, güey, and I'm never going to get to fucking touch them and shit, you know? But aquí está. This is the little fucking, like, little comic book that comes with it, you know?
I think that has a background story to it.
Y aquí está, güey. Vamos a ver, güey. Turtles of Grayskull, güey. Belly of the Beast, man. It's pretty fucking cool. It's actually a whole comic book, way.
That's pretty raw.
Oh, shit. I kind of want to. Actually, today, I'm going to read it. It's a little comic book. You think all of them are going to be the same thing or no?
Probably. They're probably all different pieces. And then when you get all of them on the last person, it probably shows you all of them combined together.
All Porque aquí está el otro. I think they're different, way. By the power of peace, way. Uh-huh. Este güey tiene a pinche Shredder. ¿Y cómo se llamaba este güey? Skull Guy?
A ver.
¿Cómo se llamaba? Y este güey tiene a He-Man.
Scareglow?
Scareglow.
Yeah, Scareglow.
A ver, open up the first page. Let's see. We're going to find out if there's the same shit. A ver.
I think they're different. Let's see. Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, they're different. Yeah. Don't be surprised. This is like, one, two, and they're going to be by fucking order and shit. But it's pretty dope. They're a different way. You see the... Aquí estaba Man-at-Arms, He-Man, Leonardo, and Donatello way.
Aquí está Ram-Man, Beast-Man, Shredder, and Raphael.
So they're all different. It's pretty cool. Now we open them, we have to kind of read them. Y aquí está lo que es, güey. How was he built?
I'm fucking wrong.
I think this one is super fucking cool, bro. I really like this one. I do feel like this is as beefy for Cedro that he likes beefy big fucking cocks or something like that.
You got a knife?
Nope. Oh, God. Let's carry some weight on it. Oh, se le cae el helmet. It's crazy because I think it's like the... Este güey is like, I think they use the same figure que son de los Origins.
Yeah, I think so.
Y nomás le ponen el pinche.
Le cambian los accessories.
I think so, güey.
Does he have any more accessories other than the shield or no?
Aquí está el pinche Beastman, güey. Lo que no me está gustando que las cosas como que they drip down, güey. I don't like that.
They're not tight enough?
Yeah. Fíjatele.
Cool.
And I guess, vamos a ver.
I don't like his face, bro.
That's Beastman, though.
I know, but it just looks weird.
It's crazy porque no enseña nada de esto de la back. ¿Este chingadero dónde va? Ponele su gorra.
The articulation is pretty decent on him. Not that great.
Oh, it's shield. Oh, I think this is like his fucking. Oh, como su whip, ¿verdad?
Oh, this is whip. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and I show though, these are pretty fucking dope, boy. I'm telling you, way. Este way.
Yeah, no agarra el way.
A ver.
Oh yeah, here you go. And then his shield is right here. Bam! I like how they open his little hands. Oh, shit, I can't get the shield on there.
I've been waiting too shaky, we.
Oh, there you go.
I feel like están como medios muy aguados, güey.
Like, no, too loose in there.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Pues este es este pinche Beastman. Este güey, pienso que le vamos a tener que comprar stands, güey.
Yeah.
Porque como que they're not.
The only thing about toys that have accessories like that, bro, the articulation is pretty bad on them. Because you can't move them and shit. What happened?
Se cayó la verga.
Oh.
Yeah,
just
like,
leave him with his whip, then.
Honestly, wey, este wey, I think I'm regretting opening fucking no se queda still.
Because that fucking scarf on his neck, dude, that doesn't let you put the helmet on.
Well, there's peace, man.
Well, he's right there.
We're going to have a lot of trouble with his accessories, wey, because este wey es esta chingadera that doesn't let it. Yeah.
The, that scarf thing, right?
Yeah, the scarf thing. But aquí está, güey. I really wanted this one. Now it's a little pain in my ass.
I never opened it, güey.
I know. Se mira más chingón. There you go. Ahí está, güey. We're going to put them in a stand. Palina. Yeah. ¿Cómo se llaman las madres en atrás?
In the cabinetes?
Yeah,
in
the cabinets. In el default? Or detolf?
Detolf.
In a detolf way, we're going to put them in there, way, with a case, and all the way. We have to wrap this motherfucker around. That's
man.
What we're going to do with shit. But that was the cool find today, way. I was not expecting it, way. But no lie, way, in esta wave, I'm looking so deeply at that Beastman.
Oh, you know what I want to do with those little comics from all of them? Save them all and put them, like, in a frame. And frame them all together. I think that'd be pretty dope to have them like that.
That way. I think Ram-Man is going to be the coolest one, way. Tiene two pinches. ¿Cómo se llaman esas madres?
All the two axes?
Yeah, the two axes I think is going to be looking fucking dope and shit. But I'm waiting for these, bro. I'm wondering how big this line is going to be, bro. Porque, man, if you know something about fucking He-Man y todo lo que hacen, wey, their shit is huge, wey. The lines be big as fucking shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty excited to see what's going on with it next, wey. But hopefully I find Ram-Man. That's the one big one that I'm looking forward to.
The Shredder looks nice, too. I like Shredder. That's badass.
No.
Don't throw that away. I want those.
Okay.
Okay.
Stay away.
So, mine was not a find, but we've had this for a while. One of my favorite fucking movies. A robot that I liked a lot. Turbo Man, bro. This is a badass fucking toy, bro. You know when the original release was for this one?
¿Cuándo?
In 1996, way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Tiger Company came out with it. It's the toy from the movie Jingle All the Way when Arnold Schwarzenegger is in bed,
mm-hmm.
where he fucking tried to find a toy for his son. And this is the main one. This is the toy that everybody wants during that time. I remember when we came across this one?
Yeah.
Bro, that dude, I fell in love with this so fucking much, bro. I wanted it from the TV show, but I never knew they created one. I never knew it was an actual toy. But once we saw it, what was this, 2019? No, 2020.
2020, I think.
2020? Yeah, when we came across it, bro. Man, I fell in love with this toy so fucking bad, bro. If Funko came out with it, too. They re-retroed it. So I was like, you know how much the original one cost?
¿Cuánto?
Plus $300.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is like a bootleg version of it.
This is an updated version of it.
No, it's like a bootleg version of it.
But the old one has the same features as this one. None, they didn't change nothing out of it.
No, nah, it just repackaged, redealed, y todo, como diciendo, oh, this is an upgrade too. Mm-hmm.
But what they said that with this line, though, with the newest one, they're trying to come out with the other two characters. The one that's Booster, the dog,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to come out with that one, and then the evil guy.
I don't think they're coming up with it no more. Well,
I don't think so either.
I think ya pasó, and I think they killed the line. I don't think they're as popular as people thought, and mm-hmm. I think that's why the line is like... Going away. It's like the UFC guys when Jazz were announced them and shit. Mm-hmm. Y nomás los dieron una pinche line y luego ya los quedamos ahí. No es supposed to be come out. Le iba a poner otro chase como cuando I think it was Game Break with the chase.
Mm-hmm.
Y luego de repente ya nothing has come out.
They never said anything about it.
No, I think that's why. I think the thing is, I think that's by Funko way.
Which one? This one?
That one.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, this was by Funko.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The Tiger Company, they stopped making these.
I'm pretty sure que Funko probably killed it. No le dijo nada. Oh, tiene Funko aquí.
Yeah. It's nice, bro. I like it. I don't want to take it out, though, because I like the whole packaging of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the whole, like, the whole setup of it, how it tells you in the back, how it shows you. You see?
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way. And it's just got the whole fucking, the whole movie theme on here, bro. And now I feel like I should be walking through the mall with this guy on Christmas Eve.
Love it.
He's a little dusty.
I feel like this is a knockoff from Saporama. That's how it feels.
Like those old school plastic toys?
Yeah, like a cheap ass fucking toy that I used to get from the swap meets.
Well, he does. The only articulation he has, bro, is fucking the arms and the two legs, and that's it.
This one looks like the worst fucking copyright of anybody. Way. Like, it looks like a cheap ass toy that you get.
It looks like a fucking VR trooper way. That's what he looks like.
And honestly, the movie sucked. The movie sucked.
For real? Yeah, I loved it, bro.
I don't think it was as good as people. I think it's because something that you watch when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you guarantee you, if you rewatch it right now, you'd be like, this shit sucks, way.
Ah, shit, I haven't seen it in like 2 or 3 years, way. Yeah, but that's a movie, though, that I have to watch almost every Christmas, way. I just haven't watched it the past 3 years, though.
I like how this motherfucker said it's a movie that I got to watch every fucking time. But it hasn't watched it the 3 fucking Christmases.
But it's like fucking, what is it? Nightmare Before Christmas? Is that really a Christmas movie or a fucking...
Which one?
Nightmare Before Christmas. Is that a Halloween movie?
I'm never a fan of that. I know that shit is huge, but I'm not a fan of it.
Or would you call it like a... No, I don't know. I don't think you could watch it on Thanksgiving, or would it?
What?
Like the Nightmare Before Christmas.
I'm not a fan of those kind. No? It's como siempre te digo, we always have this problem, like you could tell, like we're so separate. We can, I'm not into those kind of movies, like Nightmare Before Christmas or Caroline. Okay. I've never been a guy that likes it. I like shit like Pinche Lion King and shit like that. Like more, I don't know. That never caught my attention. I don't know why, but I know that shit is huge because every Halloween.
You know what I never realized, bro? Coraline has a big ass following, dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you, those, everybody was be like, what the fuck? But I'm not a big fan of them, way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I told you, like, even He-Man, way, I think I collected more because I think my big bro loves this shit so much. And I think this shit, like, this shit's big as fuck.
Yeah, it's big as fuck, dude.
And I feel like this shit, way, brings back, like, something I could talk to my brothers about. Not Tony, because he don't like toys. It's a way to pendejo, way. But it's like I could bring up He-Man, Beast-Man, and my big brother is such a fucking fan of fucking... A fucking He-Man way. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we should have switched place. He kept the fucking WWE line de que era el pinche el collab con estos güeyes.
Hey, how many lines are there of that one?
The ese güey es big.
WWE line.
This is big. I think they killed it last year. I think it was over. Cuando sacaron el pinche el Andre the Giant y todos. That was the last one because now they created their own superstars and shit. But that line was fucking dope, way. And I feel like this shit brings me to talk to my brother about it.
Mm-hmm.
Y como ahorita le digo, oh shit, Who doesn't like the Turtles way? I fucking love the Turtles way. I think that's why this one brings me so much to it. And I think that's why I like shit like that more than I actually like cartoons like that. Like, como te dicho, way, the only one I really fucking say that I watch and I thought it was something like that was Coco. That's okay. About it. But the rest of them, like, I'm a big fan of Disney movies. Like, no.
Then I got to watch it.
Nah, I'm not a big fan. Even now, more now, I don't think I watch it. But I will watch, like, Lion King and shit like that, you know?
Wait, the cartoon one or the lifelike one?
No, the cartoon one. I don't like the lifelike one.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, kind of weird. Yeah. Lo otro que I got tripped that way, you know, their pinche fucking action figures that made those Flintstones way?
All the old school ones that are like hard plastic.
Sabe qué, pero I know the local guy Crush Collectibles put them out their way. It didn't have the whole line. I do that shit made that me want to go buy them. I sure got.
I remember those super the dope. Toy, the one that I saw, the Flintstones was, the Viva Las Vegas Flintstones where they go to. Vegas. Yeah,
that was the movie.
That purple, movie. So it was a purple car, I think, or that purple fucking. Yeah, it was a car, right? That's their car.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It was that one, and it had all of them in the picture. That was the fucking the toy that I saw. But I didn't know that there was like an actual cartoon Flintstone toys.
Yeah, I seen the whole thing and I was like, damn, man, these look super dope. But like I told you before, bro, I got so many fucking lines now. Like I'm stopping. I'm like,
you know what other ones are toys that I thought are pretty cool, but I'll never collect? The Jetsons. They have their own little sign of
toys. Eskimo Simpsons. That Simpsons shit is so fucking big. If you try to collect those fucking Simpsons ones, bro, they're fucking huge. They're every like so many of those motherfuckers. And people collect that shit. That shit is fucking big.
The cool thing about the Simpsons ones, some of them, I don't know if you noticed about them, but they have like little metal pieces on the bottom where you connect them into certain parts of their houses and they say stuff.
Well, I don't know.
I think they're a different brand. Uh-huh. But I just seen those like maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah, you connect them to different pieces of a house. Or like you get Moe's Tavern or something and they have like little metal pieces on the bottom and you click them. And they say something from the show.
Yeah, I seen that, but it's como te digo, like, man, right now, bro, if I want to get to the vintage stuff, it's just too much. I'm too behind on it, and I don't got enough space. So, por eso te digo, like, I'm excited at it that way, porque there's a lot of WWE stuff coming out with, like, salió que CM Punk va a tener un defining moments one, which I really want. I think an Ultimate Edition one, because when he returns to the WWE, and I'm like, fuck, I'm already intrigued with that. Luego ya salió from the vaulted La Wave 2 week when Eddie Guerrero, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? So I'm super excited that. So I try to keep it down to a minimum, like strictly wrestling casi way, even with the Funko Pops, try to keep strictly wrestling way.
Okay.
Because I was super excited with that. Bro, the Nickelodeon ones are fucking killing it, way. Jimmy Neutron, todos los nuevos que están saliendo. I'm like como te digo, way. Rocket Power, I might have to cop those, way. Rocket Power is one of the most.
They only showed one of them, no?
No, I think two. I think it's the girl and the guy.
So
I
show Otto and I don't know the name of the girl.
Yeah, the one that I'm excited for, I think the most, it was Rocket Power. The Wild Thornberries.
Yo, yeah, Wild Thornberries is fire.
I feel like I got to go back. I think there's a couple of the Wild Thornberries already out.
I think the Nigel is out.
Nigel, and también el kid.
Oh, Donnie?
Donnie.
Yeah?
And okay. I feel like those I got to go back and pick them up and shit. But it seems like... not for nothing. It seems like I'm moving away from Funkos to more the action figures and shit. Because it's like, I feel like Funko been fucking me up too much lately, bro. Like, they're giving me the same old shit, just...
different color.
Different color. Yeah, lo único que es, güey, is like the same fucking, como te dije, güey, the Godfather. Okay. They give you the same fucking figure, güey, but just like an updated version of it. Like, le ponen 100 years. Like, what the fuck? That's lazy as fuck. You don't give me nothing new, güey. But, you know, like the Goodfellas way, I feel like those are going to pick up, but it's not something that I'm actually so much to pick up. I think I'm more excited for the WWE line and shit with Eddie Guerrero coming out. Que también va a salir. Ese sí, I'm fucking want the LWO Eddie Guerrero Funko that's coming out. I think this new wave that Funko's at WWE way is fucking awesome. Cito sent me it to right away, and I was like, what the fuck? It was the LWO, I think is.
LWO,
Eddie Guerrero.
Let me see.
I'm excited for another one, too. It's a three-pack with the Outsiders and Hulk Hogan, where I'm fucking going to lose my mind.
Was it the one that I sent you, the one with the black and blue box, or no?
No,
the four-pack?
No, the four-pack? No, it's a three-pack.
Oh, it's a three-pack.
It's the Outsiders, Kevin Nash, este Scott Hall, and Hollywood, no, not Hollywood, Hulk Hogan. Eso va a ser un three-pack, which I'm fucking in love with. And then Eddie Guerrero is coming out with the LWO shirt and shit, which I'm fucking excited.
This is not the one you're talking about, right?
No. That's an action figure. I'm talking about the Funko's
one. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I think, what was the rest of them?
Yeah, let me see if I can find them, bro. It was four of them or five of them?
I think it was four. I thought it was text. I'm not this.
I'm scrolling through it right now.
And I went like this. Nomás fíjate a Hulk Hogan. And I think there's another one coming. There, I think is, that's the three pack. I know que salió el Sami Zayn también, Funko exclusive, which I didn't pick up. Pero this Funko release, I think I'm super excited for. Even the, como te digo, güey, también va a salir el fucking ringside exclusive fucking The Outsiders fucking packs. Que es Kevin Nash y Scott Hallway with the red, if you don't know what the Outsiders mean. Like, it was the red ones. Ese también, I'm excited, but that motherfucker came with a big price tag and shit.
This is one of them, no?
That's the three pack.
Yeah, that's the three pack. That's the okay.
three pack. And I went like this. I got the Outsiders thing that I want to fucking pre-order, but man, that shit came with a big price tag. Lo que también, the fucking Vaulted 2 salió badass Billy Gunn, the pinche The Outlaws, which is Road Dogg y badass Billy Gunn, güey, también is coming out.
Have you seen this one?
No, I see ya salió. Haven't seen it. I haven't run into it.
Okay, it looks pretty badass.
But yeah, and I was like this. There's so much exciting news with the WWE line that like I told Ciro, like I don't feel myself collecting anything different from now because I think I'm too excited they're coming out with. I mean, if you know about WWE and fucking wrestling action figures, them bitches pop out every fucking month away. But I'm the most excited I'm for is the Eddie Guerrero Funko, the Eddie Guerrero from the vault from fucking Ringside Exclusive. Those motherfuckers. Yeah. The CM Punk también the Ultimate Edition. No, ¿cómo se llama?
Ultimate Edition.
Defining moments, way that I'm waiting for, bro. That one I'm looking for. I collect everything CM Punk. Pretty much Latino.
This is a two, three packs or no? Oh,
ya salieron esos.
Ya salieron?
Yeah. Okay. Bechecito keeps bringing up random ones que ya salieron like a fucking year ago. You know, but pretty excited. But also I think the new lines casi no. Haven't seen nothing that caught my attention that I really want to collect besides the fucking turtles from Grayskull.
Yeah, the fucking Krang, wait. I want the Krang out of all of them.
The Krang, I think that's they're behind on it because I think there's only like, I haven't seen the fucking, ves que van a ser four of that.
Uh-huh,
we said it before. I haven't seen none of them pop up. I think it was Moss Man. You know, the Krang is going to supposedly pop up, but I haven't seen those nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nowhere.
Bro, why always people got to flake on me when I want to get stuff, way? Uh-huh. Today, you saw what I was trying to get?
Yeah,
the fucking Zeo Power Ranger.
I bet you don't tell me. You explain.
Well, I'm explaining the fucking Zeo. The what is it called? The Astro Blaster. I was trying to get that.
What is the Astro Blaster?
So the Astro Blaster is the combination of all the Zeo Rangers, their weapons. So like, I think the Pink Ranger has a shield. The Red Ranger has the actual blaster. The Green Ranger has like an axe almost. The Yellow Ranger is her nunchucks. And the last one, the Black Ranger, I think he has like a sword type thing. So you bring them all together and they make one big blaster. Yeah. So I was trying to get it. Some lady was selling it, dude, for like dirt cheap, bro. And I kept hitting her up and, dude, she was not fucking answering me back. And then when she did answer me back, it would be like 2-3 hours later. So I'm trying to get that shit this weekend because I really want that blaster. That blaster, if you get it 100% completed, because the only thing that's missing on it is the Red Ranger, the little tiny Red Ranger shield, which is pretty much his crest that he has, the star. And that's the only thing that's missing. And usually online that I've seen, they're probably going from like $90 to like $150 if it's 100% completed. If in box, you're looking at like $125, $150. So hopefully she hits me back and I get it this weekend because that's really that's what I want. That's going to be my purchase for this weekend. Because I fucking missed out on the original Power Ranger one. And that one I was sad about. I really wanted that one. And then also I seen a Saba that I want for a fucking nice price. But it never hit me back up though. And I'm like, what the fuck? I just don't think he wants to get rid of it then. I'm like, damn. But I want that shit.
I feel like sometimes when people are like, I'll text him later. He's going to want it anyways and shit. Or sometimes some people just go like, yeah, fuck, I don't want to deal with this shit, you know. But that's pretty much it. Wake up his cops away. Como te digo, güey, ahí está, so we're still too excited over fucking WrestleMania weekend and shit. But esto was a ladies' cop, güey. Vas a ver, güey, we're going to drop those fucking new videos on YouTube, güey. Y como te digo, güey, shows you, hey, güey, hit us up, güey. Put us up, what you copying, güey. What you looking for, what you copying for. Look, today, güey, I found the guy I was missing. Now I got to give it up because the homie needs it, güey. Como te digo, güey, we go help each other, güey. You know what I'm saying? Pero como te, siempre te digo, güey, the only thing that I want to say is like the one that I'm fucking so anxious for is cuando me van a say, here are the Street Sharks. They're shipping.
That's oh, the that thing
that
message.
I'm excited. So Entertainment Urban, yeah. I pull that bullshit. It can be like, oh, it's canceled or some shit because those bad boys need to come home, bro. That's
those sold out quick, bro. A pre-order.
See?
Yeah, they sold out fast.
I thought they didn't sell out. People were saying they didn't sell out.
Well, it didn't sell out. I didn't sell out in minutes, but it sold out within, like, I think the first hour and a half.
They were done. For real?
Yeah, they were done. Yeah, that's why I was like, because I went to see if I could get a second order. They were already done.
Yeah? Yeah. So that, you know, when did they say they're supposed get the, to estimate date?
I think they're supposed to come in like September or something like that.
Shit, Thomas, yeah. I don't even want
to
see it.
Because I wanted to see the ones that I saw today. The ones that came out, what was it, 2-3 years ago? They came out on those fucking, I don't know who makes those. I'm not sure if it's Mezco or something. But you know how they came out with three? They came out with a bad guy and two sharks? Yeah. I just want to see how they look, bro, in person.
Yeah, but those were like $100 a piece.
Yeah, though. $150, bro.
Yeah, I think those. Look it up. I think they were like $150, $100. And I told Tito, man, I don't know, man. But something that I haven't seen personally in my hand, way to come off $150, como que está chingón. But I'm pretty sure the resale right now is up the roof. There was only three of that?
Yeah, only three. It was this guy. The one that has the fucking horn on his nose.
So there's a link.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is a different link, though. No, I'm just showing you which one it was, one of the guys.
Ese también salió en este wave.
Yeah, ese salió en este wave, in the new wave. Let me see. It's because I don't know who fucking makes those.
Well, I don't know, but I think they came out like 2 years ago. I think that's when they first mentioned that the Street Sharks were coming back with, but I think the shit was like $125, and I was like, man, I don't know, man. That's pretty hefty price to pay and shit, especially if I don't see them and shit.
These are the ones, the 30th anniversary ones.
Who makes them? Hasbro?
No. Oh, it says Mattel makes them.
Mattel.
Well, Mattel probably made them for a while, but these were the three that came out.
Oh, they look pretty badass. Way.
They do look badass.
But how much was the price on those? Yeah.
No, not the original price on them, but they're going for $150
each. $150
each? Yeah.
That's the original price, or was?
No, that's the sale price on like eBay and all that shit right now.
Damn. That's a lot pretty pretty to come
out. So I'm guessing like the original price could have been like what, $70-$80 maybe?
I think it was $75.
$75, okay.
Some shit like that, but
it's shiny
like,
as fuck.
I just
though.
Like, yeah, look at the most old. I don't like that shiny
they're
shit.
Too, like,
I don't like my choice to
be
shiny.
You know what they remind me of? Like they're like made out of like metal, like that Spider-Man that
one we have. Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. And it looks like they're just like almost statue like. Like you can't move them around or pose them or anything like that.
But they you like look, statues, bitch. I told you completely.
Yeah, but I want to move the sharks though. There's certain stuff that I like in statues and certain stuff that I like in toys. Like Yu-Gi-Oh stuff, I like the toys, but I love the statues of Yu-Gi-Oh. Pokemon, I like the toys. Pokemon statues, fucking badass, bro. Like the Gyarados statue or like a fucking Charizard or even a Gengar statue. There was a Gengar statue that I saw the other day. It was a Gengar with the Haunter and the Ghastly, like, floating around a fucking, like, a spooky house. Guess how much they wanted for that statue? $300.
Yeah, those are statues running up quick, man.
And then you remember that Winged Dragon of Ross statue we saw at GameStop? How much did they want? They wanted, like, $300 to $400 for it, remember?
No, it was, like, $175.
No, the big-ass one, the one that we saw in the cage, it was gold as hell.
Can't remember that one.
That we saw at a GameStop probably, like, what, like, 45 minutes away from here? I think it was in Orleans Square or something like that. And it was in the middle of the fucking thing, and it had the big ass. And then you looked at it, you're like, oh, fuck that shit. It was like $400.
I can't remember, but I know those statues run up quick really fast. Like, I think none of them are under $100 way. They're pretty
expensive. Like the Power Ranger Megazord statue that just came out, that one to pre-order was $150. And then the actual price for it was $300.
See, that's why it's like, those are heavy price. Statues are pretty heavy price way.
And it's crazy because how much detail can you get on a statue other than adding, like, stuff to it around it?
But I think you could do something that, like, a pose that you cannot do in an action figure. And I think that pose.
That's true.
And you could do more with the statue. You could be more, like, detailed going to
like
face.
Like the facial detail and stuff like that.
Facial details. Because it's a statue. Because, like, you could 3D copy it and you know?
Yeah, true.
Yesterdays are made out of plastic, and I think you could certainly do, like, sometimes they look fucked up and show, like, face features. Yeah, I think with a statue, you could actually do more and more realistic, more different crazy poses and shit. Como este güey, ves que la pinche mano no le cae, le cabe la madre, güey.
Yeah,
en un statue, güey, te aseguro que le ponen so much detail that you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah, that's true. They could put, like, with the Dark Magician girl, the statue that I wanted of her.
Oh, como cuando fuimos a la local comic book shop, que apenas abrieron a couple of blocks from here, and he had a bunch of statues that pinche, I think Yu-Gi-Oh, they look fucking badass.
Those were the Japanese ones.
Yeah, like Dark Magician ones, that shit looks sick as fuck. I was like, damn.
The Yami and the Settle, those were nice too.
Yeah, I was like, those are pretty dope and shit. That he had a Sabo too.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he said that no tenía corrosion ni nada, que lights up. Yeah, esa madre.
The whole battery.
And I think he was looking to get like $100 off of it, con toy box, which I thought was a good deal. I think we come back in there, make him an offer. He won't refuse, I think. But I was like this. And that one is, like I told you, that's iffy for me. I don't want to get into collecting fucking the Power Ranger weapons y la chingada.
So then how big are you, like, on props? Like movie props? And I'm not. Like, that. Weapons? Nah. Like, because you know how I collect the weapons and stuff like that? Uh-huh. Or the morphers and stuff? Like, are you into that too?
All right, so you got one morpher, wait. Don't act like all you got all the Power Rangers fucking things.
No,
you got
but
one
I'm just saying, like.
You got a pink morpher, wait, okay, wait?
And then I got the Dino morpher too. All right.
That one don't count.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't
count. That one counts. That's part of it.
Count.
It's a Dino Morpher. From Dino Fury. Okay. All right.
That don't count.
But would you collect stuff like that? Like from wrestlers?
I'm not a big
no?
fan. No. I'm
no?
not a big fan.
Okay.
Como like even statues, güey. Como el que he visto, güey. I think una vez iba a comprar uno de The Undertaker. But then I was like, what do I want a statue? I'm not a big fan of statues, güey. Mm-hmm. I'm more into the figure, güey. Y tenerle poner en un plastic thing y ponerlo up there. Like, I could see myself now open this one. Because I like the whole things, güey. Pero como te dije, estos güeyes se mira chingón de I gotta swap their heads, güey. Pero a statue to me is just like, even I bought the turtle statue right here. Que tengo aquí.
Oh, yeah.
It's a, like, not expensive statue. I think I got them cheap as fuck for like $25, which I still lo compré, I think, GameStop and shit. And now I look at it and I'm like, I don't even know why I bought this shit for. But like, I looked at it, I'm like, I can't
I
really
forgot
post
those
them.
Connect, right?
I think they connect. Yeah. Y luego está todos los turtles y todo. And I went like this. I don't know why I bought this shit. And then I was like, they look pretty cool at the moment. Now I look at it back, I'm like, I should never bought them. That happens with the statues because it's like, those I think you can have your own man cave with shit. And que tienes que vas a ir a ver fucking games y todo. No, like, I'm like.
Because in reality, statues take up a lot of space.
They do take a lot of space and shit. Do. Y por eso te digo, ahorita con este statue, I think those the only statue that I bought. And I was like, I don't know what I was thinking here, buddy. I should have left it, but sometimes you do crazy buys where you're not agree on them. But so like Ciro, cuando he like, Ciro looked like more of a guy that will collect all these statues and shit, just leave them there. Like, okay, now they're next. What's next? You know.
But so my top ones that I really want to own, though, I really want to own a Blue Eyes White Dragon statue. That's what I really want. A Dark Magician girl, a Dark Magician, and then I want to get Exodia. The Exodia statue looks bad as fuck, the one that I saw. But that was like $1,000.
Shit.
That's a lot. And then I want a Slifer, a Raw, and a Obelisk. If I get all those, bro, I think I'd be good with statue collecting. Yeah.
I just think, like, where the fuck are you going to put so much statues?
That's the thing. That's why I haven't gotten into, plus, they're expensive. But that's why I haven't gotten into statues because I'm like, where am I going to put them? I'm just going to leave them in the box. And then later on, it's just going to get broken in the box. So why even do that?
Yeah, true, that. Como te digo, güey, estos güeyes, lo mandas por un little stand, güey, en un detox, güey, y ahí se quedan como yo los quiero, güey. Your statue's a little bit too much for me, güey, pero como te digo, güey, I'm into the WWE lines, güey. I'm into AEW's, güey. My main thing is wrestling and shit, and like I tell you before, güey, it's pretty cool when you talk to people and people need one like this was pretty cool, somebody was looking for it. I'm happy I could provide it. A lot of people do that shit for me. Por eso te digo, güey. Hit us up right there. But in the comments, güey, what you're looking for, what's that one figure you can never find me is the Eddie Guerrero, güey. Because everybody's trying to tax me like $95, and I'm like, I ain't going. I made a mistake three times with that one. It went from $45 to $55. Say, so I ain't paying $5 more. Fuck that shit. Now it's like $75 to $80, $90 and shit. Jeez. So hopefully we got the big show coming out at the end of this month and shit. Otra vez para atrás to a fucking Chicago Toy Show, which I loved. But this one, I think, is going to be better. I think this is the one that everybody goes because it's not too hot, not too fucking cold. And I think this is the big hitter one. So we'll see. Ahí es cuando miré muchos YouTube guys that went up there and fucking recorded. So I think I'm waiting for the end of the month to see if I do a big purchase. Wait, which is mostly Funkoweight. I want to cut down on this line. I'm missing the two CM Punks. I'm missing all three Rey Mysterios, the big heavy hitters, not the one, the more recent ones. And I think a Hulk Hogan one that I'm looking for. I think I'm looking for the Triple H Chase one. What else? Probably the Roman Reigns way, the one with the scruffy beard.
Those are the ones to close out your...
No, I still got a lot to go. Okay. Every fucking 3 months, they're adding five more. So I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's the only thing I know about wrestling is every couple of months, just five or six more come out.
Every pitch, I think, quarter drops. Like, not even. Mm-hmm. I think lately been back to back to back. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Drop. Well, to me, from what I've seen, is like they drop three or four. Like four or five singles, a double pack. And then a big, like a movie moment thing type of thing.
They used to drop the wrestling ones, and I was like, man, I was out of that shit. I was like, that's too much for me, way. It's just too big, way, and it takes up so much space. But I'm just going to keep the WWE Funkos, which I'm just keep. Those are pretty much it. Master P, I seen it today. I will cop that one, sure.
I like the detail on the gold teeth, though. That was pretty nice.
The gold teeth? Yeah, those were pretty badass. Yeah. I think it's that gear is for my thing. That famous one katana basketball court, make them say, That white thing is for make them say,
okay.
So pretty much.
You know what other one I'm looking forward to? The Cheech and Chong ones.
The Cheech and Chong ones are pretty fucking dope, way. El double pack with the blunts and
shit. So it's going to be a single and a double? Or is it just a double?
No, it's still singles and a double.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be three in total.
Pretty much three.
Yeah,
they always give a double pack. I feel like it's gonna be like the white man can't jump, get the little single silhouette, then double pack, and it's actually the same Funko. So that's why sometimes I think Funko gets so lazy with this shit, and they just give you a double pack and singles, and it's the same fucking Funko that you bought in singles. They look at me pasó con white man can't jump, but like I said, white man can't jump is one of the greatest fucking movies of all time. So I had to cop those bitches too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Oh, do you know what we're missing though? That we all get. El de pinche el Will Smith con Martin Lawrence. Was it Bad Boys?
Bad Boys nos falta.
I think we're missing Martin Lawrence. No, we're missing Will.
Yeah, este Mike Lowry.
There you go, Mike Lowry.
Pero con eso, güey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, go follow Slim Fat Podcast, güey. Go follow us on YouTube. And drop a comment on the videos, güey. Ya saben, güey. For more action, güey, go check out go follow us on Instagram, too, güey. Go listen to all the Slim Fat Podcasts on pinche Spotify, whatever you listen to. We in that bitch, all right? Pussies, you can't wait. We hopefully make a fucking video at fucking the Chicago Toy Show way. End of the month way. That's the big one. Hopefully Cedro will save some fucking money so we can make a big, big fucking purchase and unveil this fucking channel way. Ya ves, güey? Valen verga los güeyes. Pero con eso, güey, peace out, bitches.
Peace out.
Cause this my hometown.